and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yeah, it's Sunday once again, and we are here in our little piece of America. It seems like it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Lots smaller.
But I think it's actually getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It just depends on who you talk to, I guess, and who you listen to. Good grief. I mean, the truth is in short supply, it seems like, out there. Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson, and my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, is not here. She is in Colorado. And Red is not here. But we do have Terry Raposa.
Hey.
He's being held over.
Hey there.
There you go. this could still apply to Terry. He's still in the unfunded seventh circle of out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters who have spun us into a mountain of interest and fiat paper, no longer backed by real money. And the mainstream media, meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, leakers, libtards, and lowlifes that have baited themselves into a steaming pile of political Marxism gone wild.
Are you talking about the Beatles, talking about the funny paper?
I'm talking, it's my fingers.
It's your fingers, Lonnie. It's your fingers, Lonnie.
I got my fingers in every pie.
I'm not touching that one.
Anyway, we are here fighting the New World Order. 1460, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook, and that would be Mark Kent without the E, because I have another Facebook one, which is Mark E. Kent. But I took that out so I could tell the difference between the one here that's for Sovereign Mind Radio and the one that's the worldwide Facebook. But you can friend me on both. I think there's a few slots left in the worldwide one. We're at like 5,000-something. We'll talk about that a little later when we talk about the worldwide perspective. Do we have any announcements?
We got a lot of announcements. But I was just noticing Mark reads this stuff. He's got this stuff on his computer.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I thought you had it all memorized.
No. That way you got a bunch of stuff here and you can key in on stuff. And I came to memorize the pedophiles and the pedophiles and the libbers and the
I do all my stuff from memory.
That's because
did I say I do all my stuff from memory? Did I say I did it from my memory?
What was the name of your show again?
What? Where am I? I'm an excellent driver.
So we haven't talked about autism yet, but while we're on the subject.
Yes, well, while we're on the subject, let's just go right to what we need to here, and that is Monday night at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. We will be having a young lady in to speak at 6 p.m. Her name is Kimberly Vollmer. She'll be talking about the Mad Moms. She's the creative director at the Matrix Mothers. And I know people have been following this. We know what's going on with the vaccines. It's taken away the choice of moms, the choice of parents to be able to protect their children in the way they see fit. It's one more of the communistic, totalitarian oligarchy's move, which includes a fellow named Gavin Newsom, who we are recalling. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yes, we actually are in the middle of the recall, and I wanted to talk about that today as well, because we have petitions here, and there's petitions that are going to be there at the Patriot meeting tomorrow night, as well as Jones Fort and a few other places.
Oh, yeah, we have addresses here.
Yeah.
We have addresses.
Go for
here.
It.
We have places here.
I was busy over here in the chat room because, you know, how you just log in on stuff and it remembers everything? This morning, they're not remembering anything, so you got to log in and do your password and all this crap again. And so I'm anonymous 4213 now.
Anonymous?
Anon. I'm an Anon, 4213.
Anon.
Yeah.
Anon.
As an Anon. Yeah, anonymous. Sort of like, not a Q Anon, but, you know, anyway.
Okay. So when you go to a Catholic school, you're taught by Anon? Okay, getting back to where you can sign that petition for Gavin Newsom to recall him, Jones Fort, 1600 East Cypress Avenue in Reading, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Avenue. Did I say East Cypress Avenue for Patrick?
I believe you did.
I think I did.
Yeah, I believe that
I'm
was
trying to remember. Said. I don't have the computer in front of me. I should have.
Well, you know.
I'm close.
Stick with it. You'll get better.
I will. Anyway, the other thing that we need to talk about here is if you have a business and you want these petitions to be in your business, please call us. In fact, you can call Sally Raposa at 530-246-9706, 530-246-9706, if you're a business and you want these petitions in there. It'd be nice if a business would stand up and offer us a place where we could have a drive-through. You know, also if you have a business or know somebody who has a business, it would be great to have a drive-through, so that we can have people sign the petitions and just drive right through it to do it. Also, we want to make sure that people know that on October the 8th, we will be going to the Robert Matsui Courthouse, which is 501 I Street in Sacramento. We'll be going there. We want everybody to bring their holsters, open carry, a pocket constitution. That's real constitutional carry. And we want people to do that. We have a bus that's going down, and frankly, folks, that's the way to do it. $30 on the bus. You head down there. It's great. And as I was saying before, he even makes potty stops. So, you know, you can head down
really
there.
Comfortable.
Very comfortable.
And very relaxing, very actually, relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah, you can sleep the whole way if you want.
Yeah, that's what I did.
So anyway, yeah, we've got that. There's 56 people that we can hold on that. The cost is only $30. You can't drive there and back for $30, and you're chauffeured, and our driver, Daniel, is absolutely amazing. He's great. He was able to park us in front of the Capitol when we went there after we did our rally. Also, it's very important to know that there's only 56 seats, but for $30, you just can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. And we need to be there, folks. We need to show up for the Second Amendment. How important is the Second Amendment, my friend?
Well, I guess the fact that the only way that we're going to keep the rest of our freedom could be through the Second Amendment could indicate that it's very important, and the Second Amendment protects the First. So that's really what – and I want to talk about that a little bit today, too, as far as that goes. I mean, you know, people – you know, I was thinking on the way in when I was listening to you, that, you know, there's a lot of apathy out there, and a lot of people, well, we don't need the guns because the government's going to protect us or the police department. But the real deal is that the government has created most of the problems that we're seeing. And then they look, you know, we're supposed to look to them to find the solutions. But if they're the problem, how can they be the solution? And, you know, when you think about that for a second, they're the ones that are creating this poverty through their taxes, through their policy. All you got to do is look at Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Francisco. And so what they do is they by design are impoverishing you. And by design, the next step is to disarm you. And if they can disarm you, then you're just cattle. You'll get herded wherever they tell you to go, and there's not a darn thing you can do about it, because the only ones that'll have guns will be them.
You're absolutely right. You know, you hit the nail on the head. There's three things we need to understand. Without representation, we have nothing. Zero. Zip. We need representation. Without adequate representation, to where you can get to your assemblyman, you can get to your state senator, without that, we have nothing. Number two, protect the Second Amendment. We have to keep the Second Amendment. It's our right. It isn't a privilege like concealed carry is. It's our right. The third thing is we need to elect people who are going to come into office and follow the Constitution. Now, number three is real important. They follow the Constitution, and one other thing, too, that they're accountable to the same laws that we are as citizens, and they're accountable to the citizens whom they represent by good behavior, which means they follow the law, or there's consequences, and I mean criminal consequences. And the only way we can do those three things is to separate the state and create the state of Jefferson. California cannot be saved. California cannot in any way, shape, or form be saved. That doesn't mean we still don't resume the position of trying to recall a governor who's unconstitutional and, frankly, a criminal for harboring illegal and shielding illegal aliens, which is a violation of Title 8, United States Code, Code Section 1324, which is a felony. But the man also is trying to take every right away from you that he can, and every nickel out of your pocket. And Mark, you're absolutely right about the government trying to control us. They're not trying to control the criminal with the Second Amendment. They're not trying to control anybody but us.
Well, and here's a quote from John Harrington. And the quote is, "Treason doth never prosper. What the reason? For if it prospers, none dare call it treason." And that's what we're really talking about here when you analyze that, is that you have to understand that as this treason has been prospering, everybody's afraid to call it that because they're kind of starting to get self-controlling that you're afraid of them. You're afraid that they're going to take away your money. They're afraid that they're going to put you in jail. You're afraid that they're going to disarm you. You get to a point where you live in fear, and if you aren't there already, and you haven't been hurt enough, at some point you will be.
Spot on, Mark. I mean, that's absolutely spot on. You know, you take the example of these young women, these young moms that went down and protested at the Capitol, standing outside Newsom's office, protesting, saying that they wanted that bill being killed. They want the bill killed. They want to be able to choose for their children. They're down there. Three of them got arrested one night. One of them was strip searched. I mean, you know, for standing up for your First Amendment rights, I am sick and tired of this. Most people, if you're not sick and tired of it, then you know what? Get out of the way. Because really and truly, it's not a time now for the faint of heart. It's not a time now for people who aren't going to stand up for anything.
I think that we should have a day where all the kids skip school to defend the Second Amendment issue. Think about that for a second. Okay, we just had this big climate rally where they use the kids to bolster their position, get them out of school, teach them, you know, that they can get over on the system, by not showing up and, defending the liberal position, period. Well, I wonder how it'd go over if we had a day off for everybody to stand up for the Second Amendment. What if all the kids were let out of the school to defend the Constitution? Wow. Do you think that there would be a little bit of an upheaval over that?
Spot on, my brother. Spot on. But we're getting the high sign here from both the girls because we have both Sue and Ashley. I'm not seeing double.
Oh,
I'm
was that was the high sign?
That was the high sign. She sticks her tongue out at us.
I know. It's like she's going to raspberry.
Can't get no respect, man.
Yeah. Hey, here. All right. Good morning, Ashley.
My tongue out is only because you guys are like way heavy, just so you know. That's my extra high
sign. I think she just called us fat.
We're supposed to take a break like 5 minutes ago.
We're heavy.
That's
so heavy. That's what I was thinking too. The Beatles song.
It was a Beatles song.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I guess
I think it's time for Sue to actually get the music going on this one, so you can stop singing.
Cool. Oh, very good. Thank you.
Time is coming for 51.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The Tribe is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
There are many here among us who do the license for the joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour's getting late.
Hey. We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, that quote that I gave is, one of the first books I ever read was called None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And it's still available, by the way. You can get it on Amazon Prime. And I think that's an excellent book for young people to maybe read and understand, even though it's a little outdated because it was in the 60s. But that would be a good place to start if you're not understanding why you need to be in this fight. Maybe you need to start at ground zero and get back to the basics of,
no kidding.
Maybe we want to be free for a reason. I mean, you think about the guys that have bled for this stuff, and then we're just going to walk and give it up without even a fight, and to a bunch of guys that think that killing babies is okay. I mean, just some of the news this week that didn't come out and get reported. There was an abortion doctor that died, and they went through his house. His name was Aldrich Klopfer. The guy had over 2,000 fetuses in his basement in jars.
That's so sick.
That's what I'm saying. This is like Dr. Fives stuff. This is like they should be doing a Vincent Price movie or Peter Crushing or whatever his name was that played Dracula. This is sick stuff. And in the meantime, in California, they're having a trial in San Francisco about two people that blew the whistle on Planned Parenthood and had videos of them selling baby parts and a bunch of other stuff, and they're charging them with recording without permission. And Kamala Harris, by the way, was the attorney general at the time. And instead of charging Planned Parenthood with selling baby parts, they charged the whistleblowers with recording.
It's political. I mean,
you
that's,
think?
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, and you're getting a lot of the political stuff. It's just like what happened with the same thing that happened to those ladies down in Sacramento. I mean, a couple of them got arrested, And, they're going to be facing some issues, maybe jail time, maybe prison time. We'll talk more about that when we get permission for it next week. But the point is that you have all this stuff going, Mark. There's a lot of political prisoners we have now. Basically, liberty is something we need to have now, folks, not yesterday, not tomorrow, now, today, right now, right at this moment, 10:24,
well,
Sunday morning.
Where I'm going with this is that what happens is that through apathy and lack of participation and looking the other way and justifying and rationalizing this stuff, sooner or later, your head's going to be on the chopping block. Do you think that these guys give a rat's behind about, your rights?
You can say ass on the air.
Can you say ass?
Yeah, you can say ass.
Oh, I didn't know I could say ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she told me I could.
Wow. I'll have to say it more often and much more
frequently. Well, you know, it's a,
frequently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So instead of a Democratic donkey, we've got a Democratic ass. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
Oh. So my point is that why did the founding fathers, why has so many countries went out and fought against this totalitarian stuff? Why are there so many unmarked graves in Cambodia? Why are there so many, mass graves in China? Because what happens is that if you don't stand up for your rights, they don't care if you have any, and sooner or later, you're going to get in conflict with these people's ideas. I don't know. Can you imagine them trying to, take all your money through taxes or strip you of your property rights and take your home from you and, put you out on the street and pretty soon you're homeless? Can you imagine that ever happening in America?
Well, yeah, and also, you made some really good points. I mean, you've got to be aware of who you're voting for, too. I mean, we now have, Patriot meeting over the next, it is this next month that these two ladies are coming in. Elizabeth Betancourt, who's running for assembly in District 1, who's the Democrat, she is coming in to speak. She called and actually requested to speak at the Patriot meeting. And Megan Daly, who we called, and she's going to come speak. Of course, they're not going to do it at the same time. And Megan Daly, again, refused to debate anybody. But, these two ladies do have one thing in common, though. They both use the same server. They
Isn't
both
that
use
interesting?
The, the Democratic National Committee server. I mean, is that okay with you guys?
I'm going to get that screenshot and post it
from Mimi Soros.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to get that screenshot and I'm going to post it because they're just working. They just happen to be using the same server because it's all coincidence, right?
Well, Audrey Denny, who is running against Doug LaMalfa for the congressional district up here, she endorsed Brian Daly. I mean, she loves him. I mean, they think
our sheriff endorsed him.
Endorsed her too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Without even looking at the candidates.
So what's going on there? And then, I was listening to Mark Baer this morning on your show, and it's like, yeah, only 20% went out and voted. If you're going to be so apathetic that you don't give a rat's ass about anything except, going fishing or hunting or skiing or attending a baseball game, whatever it is, whatever it is.
Bowling,
getting stoned in the park. I don't know, shooting up with heroin. I don't know, whatever your game is, guess what's going to happen to you sooner or later?
Well, the thing is, it's just being uninformed. I mean, it's just, when you stop and think about the fact that people think they can actually save California, there is no saving California. You have 17 assembly on the Republican side, and you have 10 senators on the Senate side. So that's 10 of 40 on the Senate side, and that's 17 of 80 on the assembly side. So if you have that, and also, as we just spoke, Megan Daly, she's one biscuit away from being a Democrat. So what's the difference? But the point is that as you look at this stuff, you're kind of scratching your head going, hey, what's going on here? What is really happening here? What's happening to our country? What's happening to our state? The only way to solve this is number one, we need to have representation. Without it, we don't have anything. Number two, protect the Second Amendment. We have to protect the Second Amendment. It's our right. It's our right. It's not the sheriff's right. It's our right to carry. It's our right to protect ourselves.
Yeah, I don't get my right to carry open or concealed from the sheriff, quite frankly, despite evidence to the contrary. The fact is that my rights are given to me by God to defend myself. They're natural
Absolutely.
Rights. And the real deal is that we can play these games all day long, and Tom Bosanko will say that he will arrest us if he sees you open carry. So you end up with three choices. You either vote him out and take your chances with the new guy, or you stay with him and hope that, he's a nice guy to you and likes you and doesn't turn the other, turn on you. And the other thing that you could do, well, there's actually four. You could become apathetic and become a serf and a cattle and sit out there in the park and do nothing. Or you can show up to a park and with 10,000 rifles and say, come and take them if you think you're bad enough.
So you're saying that Tom Bosanko may turn the other cheek, but what part of his anatomy and which cheek are you talking about?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. See, because the end result is you end up having a show of force against your own government at the end of the day if you keep letting these guys trample on your rights. That's where you end up. Not because everybody wants to. You think that the people who have fought and died for freedom wanted to go out and bleed on the battlefield, wanted to challenge their own government? I mean, if you look at the people in China right now that, you know, they got mega hats on, make Hong Kong great again, and with the American flag, because they know what it's like when you get under a totalitarian regime. What happens is, you know, tanks run over you in Tiananmen Square.
And here's another thing, too, you know, and one, I know we've got to go off for a break, but this is something, too, that's really important. You stop and think about it. When you speak up against these people who are taking your rights away, you may become a political prisoner. You may be arrested for something that's a false charge. Don't put it past them. Just don't put it past them. It's very, very feasible. Look at these ladies who were arrested in Sacramento. That is insane. And the ones they strip searched, I mean, that is insane. That's just insane. And their moms, their grandmas, I mean, are you kidding me?
You know, all these old quotes you hear, like one is, if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately, actually have real meaning. You know, the founders knew that if the colonies kept being divided against themselves, that they would never be able to get their freedom from the crown, which was their own government at the time.
Hear, hear.
And that's what you got to work. And people got to think about this stuff. But no, I'd rather not think about this stuff. I'd rather watch the football game.
Oh, or I can't think about this, or I can't deal with this.
No, I can't live like that. Are you freaking kidding me? What do you think it's going to be like when it gets really ugly? And it's getting uglier by the day. By the day, it's getting uglier by the day. Do we have to go to a break? I hate it when that happens. Thanks, Sue. It's a good song.
It's a good song.
You know who this is?
It's mellowing me out.
No, listen to it. It's a good song.
And have a little trust in us when fear obscures the path. You know we got this far, darling, not by luck.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Speak aloud. Listen to your heart and what your heart might say. Everything you got the hard way.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I wake up in the morning and I wonder why everything's the same as it was. I can't understand, no, I can't understand how life goes on the way it does.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Nah, it's not the end of the world, but I kind of like that. Yeah, shoes. I mean, you know, every week I show up here and I have to, try to figure out a way to touch somebody out there to get involved. And, you know, whether it's getting them mad, whether it's getting them, off the couch, whether it's, giving them information that sparks something where a couple of neurons starts to touch together and they get what we're talking about. Because the end result of this is that if we don't hang together, we are going to hang separately. And you know, that's not just a saying. You know, the whole strategy of divide and conquer is a Marxist strategy that's been going on in America for quite some time. We need to coalesce with all these groups. You know, we need to coalesce and everybody start supporting each other, because the real deal at the end of the day is this is all the same fight. The government is out of control and it's taking away your rights and freedom. And it's okay as long as it's not you, it's your neighbor. You know, the old they got the neighbors, but hey, I didn't do nothing wrong. If they didn't do anything wrong, they didn't have to worry about. Yeah, they just haven't targeted you yet. And what you believe in. You know, whether it's vaccines or gun control or voter rights, immigration, take your pick. It all leads to the same thing. Climate change. Where's it all going? It's all going, oh, we got to have climate change, because if you're a climate denier, the world's going to end in 12 years. Wow. I mean, but what's the answer? In each one of these cases, the answer is, we're going to take all your money, your property, your rights, take your pick. And who's going to end up with it all? Who's going to end up with all of this control? And, of course, you do trust these people, right? You trust them with your lives, your honor, your fortune. You trust these people? I mean, you know, the first six drafts, I believe, of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence said life, liberty, and property, not the pursuit of happiness. They thought property was so connected to freedom that without it you couldn't have freedom. And, oh, we don't need freedom, right? Yeah, you don't need freedom until you want to go to the store and buy something. You don't need freedom until you want to go on a trip in a car with gas. You don't need freedom, until you want to do something that is going to make you prosperous and have a better life, right? Because back in the feudal days, if you thought of something, they just took it. What do you think they're going to do under a communist Marxist regime? Why does it stifle competition? Why does it stifle productivity? Why does it stifle, inventions and things? You know, you look at America. When America started, they were still lighting lamps, oil lamps, just like they did 6,000 years before in Egypt. There was no electricity. There was no cars. What got all of that going was, for the first time in the history of mankind, a person was able to think up something and reap the benefit of his own labor, his talent, and his ideas, as opposed to having somebody come in and say, hey, that's a great idea. Give it to me or I'll cut your kids' heads off. You see, that's where we head when we get down this road, because when the mask comes off at the end of the day, these people don't care what happens to you or your family or anything as long as they're in control. Now, I've got a couple things that I want to go over here. One is the eight stages of the rise and fall of civilizations. Now, this is a study that was done, and this was done with sociologists and anthropologists that have described the stages of the rise and fall of the world's great civilizations. Scottish philosopher Alexander Tyler of the University of Edinburgh noted eight stages that articulate well what history discloses. Let's take a look at these stages. The names of the stages are from Tyler's book, and they are brief reflections of his plain text. Okay, from bondage to spiritual growth. Great civilizations are formed in the crucible. The ancient Jews were in bondage for 400 years in Egypt. The Christian faith and church came out of 300 years of persecution. Western Christendom emerged from the chaotic conflicts which, during the decline of the Roman Empire and the movements of often fierce barbarian tribes, American culture was formed by the injustices that grew in colonial times. Sufferings and injustices caused, even force, spiritual growth. So, do we have to suffer? I've always said for a long time that there's purity in suffering. Do we have to suffer in order to understand things? I mean, do we have to learn the hard way? Suffering brings wisdom and demands a spiritual discipline that seeks justice and solutions. Do we have to suffer? Maybe so. From spiritual growth, this is number two, to great courage. Having been sealed in the crucible of suffering, courage and ability to endure great sacrifice come forth. Anointed leaders emerge and people are summoned to courage and sacrifice, including loss of life, in order to create a better, more just world for succeeding generations. People who have little or nothing also have little or nothing to lose. As Gerald Celeni says, that when people lose everything, they lose it. And that's what we're talking about. Well, they lose everything. What do you think this redistribution of this wealth is about? What do you think this confiscation of the rebels' property is about? People who have little or nothing also have little or nothing to lose, and are often more willing to live for something more important than themselves and their own pleasures. A battle is begun, a battle requiring courage, discipline, and other virtues. Number three, from courage to liberty. As a result of the courageous fight, the foe is vanquished and liberty and greater justices emerge. At this point, a civilization comes forth, rooted in its greatest ideals. Many who led the battle are still alive, and the legacy of those who are not is still fresh. Heroism and virtue have brought about liberty and are still esteemed. The ideals that were struggled for during the years of the Crucible are largely agreed upon, as opposed to divide and conquer. You know, what are they doing right now? They by design, and this is right out of Machiavelli's The Prince. The Prince was a book that was written by Machiavelli back in the day that showed the people in power, the princes, if you will, the kings, the nobles, how to run the country, how, you know, the things to look out for, you know. And one of them was to divide like-minded people so that they fight against each other, because they can be more easily controlled if they're not together with the same mind. Why is that? Does that sound like anything you've heard of today? I don't know. Let's move on. From liberty, number four, to abundance. Liberty ushers in great prosperity. Because a civilization is still functioning with the virtues of sacrifice and hard work. But then comes the first danger, abundance. Things that are too great in abundance tend to weigh us down and take on a life of their own. At the same time, the struggles that engender wisdom and steel the soul to proper discipline and priorities move to the background. Jesus said that a man's life does not consist in his possessions, but just try to tell that to people in a culture that starts to experience abundance. Such a culture is living on the fumes of earlier sacrifices. Its people become less and less willing to make such sacrifices. Ideals diminish in importance and abundance weighs down on the souls of the citizens. Their sacrifices, discipline, and virtues responsible for the thriving of the civilization are increasingly remote from the collective conscience, and then the enjoyment of their fruits becomes the focus. With that, we'll go to a break, and we'll come back with the rest of the story, as they say.
KCNR heard at 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
You got the notion. Said I'd like to know when. You got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Wow. Well, let's see. Where are we at? Okay, and we were on number four, finishing up, and now we're in number five of the eight stages of rise and fall of great civilizations. And so, you know, you have to kind of understand this as a pattern. This is a cycle throughout history. And I'd like to see us break that cycle for the first time. You know, and maybe not the first time, but at least I'd like to see it break the cycle, because how much suffering do we have to see out there before we start, you know, doing something about it, showing up, using some common sense, you know, not complying with our totalitarian supposed masters. So, from abundance to complacency, number five. To be complacent means to be self-satisfied and increasingly unaware of serious trends that undermine health and the ability to thrive. Everything looks fine, so it must be fine. Yet foundations, resources, infrastructures, and necessary virtues are crumbling. Does that ring anybody's bell out there, that the infrastructure and virtues are crumbling? As virtues, disciplines, and ideals become even more remote, those who raise alarms are labeled by the complacent as killjoys and considered extreme, harsh, or judgmental. Wow. I mean, any of this ringing a bell? Anybody kind of feeling the same way I do, that this is kind of what we're seeing right now? From complacency to apathy is number six. The word apathy comes from the Greek and refers to lack of interest in or passion for the things that once animated and inspired. Due to the complacency of the previous stage, the growing lack of attention in disturbing trends advances to outright dismissal. Many seldom think or care about the sacrifices of the previous generations and lose sense that they must work for and contribute to the common good. Do you think that might be why the powers that be, the media, the tyrants and, you know, the evil in high places, if you will, need to separate us from our founders, brand them as slave owners, don't extol the virtues of what they did that was morally right? You know, people are imperfect, but does that mean that if you free a people and set up a document that creates freedom and liberty for everyone for the rest of time, then if that guy prior to that document owned a slave, that means that the document itself is imperfect, right? Do you think that separating us from our founders and the virtues that were extolled by their founders, regardless of their personal imperfections, could be for a reason? Many people think that, you know, the sacrifices of that generation were not worth anything. If you talk to people today, if you talk to the young people coming out of college, you know, they don't even understand why they sacrificed. They just thought they were a bunch of jerks. Working and sacrificing for others becomes more and more remote. Growing numbers become increasingly willing to live on the carcass of the previous sacrifices. They park on someone else's dime, but will not fill the parking meter themselves. Hard work and self-discipline continue to erode. Number 7. From apathy to dependency. Increasing numbers of people lack the virtue and zeal necessary to work and contribute. The suffering and the sacrifices that built the culture are now a distant memory. As discipline and work increasingly seem too hard, dependency grows. The collective culture now tips in the direction of dependency. Suffering of any sort seems intolerable. But virtue is not seen as the solution. Having lived on the sacrifices of others for years, the civilization now insists that others must solve their woes. This ushers in growing demand for governmental collective solutions. This in turn deepens dependency as solutions move from personal virtue and local family-based sacrifices to centralized ones. Number 8. From dependency back to bondage. As dependency increases, so does centralized power. Dependent people tend to become increasingly dysfunctional and desperate. Seeking a savior, they look to strong central leadership. Wow, is that what maybe the end game is? That you look for a strong central leader, somebody to step in and save everyone, somebody that's going to right all the wrongs and extol all the virtues of a utopian society that is going to take care of everyone, and for every need, there's going to be someone that is going to provide that. Isn't that what they said in Germany, the Socialist Party? Isn't that what they said they were going to right all the wrongs? Isn't that what they said in China, Mao Zedong? How about Cuba? How about Venezuela? The most recent one, Venezuela. See, because that's the end game, is a strong central leadership. Whether it's an oligarchy, which means many, you know, leaders that are all on the same mind, on the same page, battling for supremacy, or one strong man that steps in, like Stalin, for example, and just takes control of everything and everyone. And if you oppose him, you just get rounded up and either sent off to the gulag in Siberia. You know, read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book, you know, A Day in the Life of Ivan Dissanovich. And it is a true life account of what he went through. So they centralized the power, but centralization power corrupts and tends to usher in increasingly intrusive intrusion by the centralized power. Injustice and intrusions multiply. But those in bondage now know no other solutions. Thus, this is why they have to disarm you before you get to the point where you want to fight back, before it gets so ugly that you have to fight back. Family and personal virtue, essential ingredients for any civilization, are now effectively replaced by increasingly dark and despotic centralized control. Hunger for more and more power. In this way, the civilization, is gradually ended because people in bondage no longer have the virtues necessary to fight. Another possibility is that a more powerful nation or group is able to enter by invasion or replacement. Like illegal immigration, maybe? And destroy the final vestiges of a decadent civilization and replace it with their own culture. Either way, it's back to crucible until suffering and conflict bring about enough of the wisdom, virtue, and courage necessary to begin a new civilization that will arise from the ashes. Thus are the stages of civilization. Wow. I think this is so appropriate to what we're talking about right now. It's incredible. The virtues that are extolled in the Ten Commandments, for example, is what keep people free. Whether you believe in God or not is not even the issue. But if you don't have those civilized moralistic tenets and those virtues of hard work and respecting other people and, you know, the golden rule, then you will decay into a society where the only thing that matters is yourself and your wants and you know, centralized power in the government to give them to you. Wow. It's unbelievable. But that's what we're talking about. So is that the fight that we're in? Is this just a treatise that was, not true? Or does this study have a lot of validity as far as the truth of what is actually happening in our society today? I'll let you decide that, and you can think about that, and maybe you can come up with some better answers than I can. But I think that we are in that game, and I think that the sooner that we realize that we're in that game and the sooner that we react, the more that we'll the less that we'll have to suffer and the more chance that we'll have in order to get our virtue back and get our society back to what it was even 40, 50 years ago. The young people don't remember what freedom was like because they've never had it. And then they've been brainwashed through our schooling to think that centralized government and everything being taken care of for you is a better way to go than taking care of it yourself. Because it's kind of like your teenager on the couch. When you tell him that he has to get up and go to work, that's not comfortable. You're creating suffering for him. He just wants you to keep working and provide the food and make sure that the lights are on because he doesn't want to get uncomfortable. With that said, we're going to go to our top of the hour break and we'll see you on the other side.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. President Trump says his recent conversations with the Ukrainian president were routine and contained nothing untoward.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place. Was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the the corruption already in the Ukraine.
Democrats are accusing Mr. Trump of suggesting that the Ukrainians investigate Biden and his son. In Hong Kong have trampled a Chinese flag today. They have vandalized the subway station and set fire across a couple of streets as pro-democracy demonstrations take a violent turn once again. Today's action began peacefully as protesters filled a shopping mall and, in a new twist, folded paper origami cranes that they tied onto a large rigging they assembled in the mall in the Shatin district. A congressional committee investigating the grounded 737 MAX airliner is asking Boeing Chairman and CEO Dennis Muilenburg to testify at a hearing next month.
The House Transportation Committee says Chairman Peter DeFazio formally invited Muilenburg to a hearing on October 30th. The committee also wants to hear from John Hamilton, the chief engineer of Boeing's Commercial Airplanes Division. DeFazio's committee has held three hearings since May focusing on the MAX, but no one from Boeing has testified. The plane has been grounded since shortly after the second of two crashes that together killed 346 people.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Iran's president is calling on Western powers to leave the security of the Persian Gulf to regional nations led by his country. Hassan Rouhani today criticizing a new U.S.-led coalition patrolling the region's waterways as nationwide parades showcase the Islamic Republic's military arsenal. He promised to unveil a regional peace plan at this week's U.N. meetings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
A deadly shooting in the Palmetto State.
Two men were fatally shot early Saturday at a South Carolina sports bar, and eight other people were wounded in the gunfire, authorities said. A suspect is being sought. The shooting occurred in Lancaster, a community about 45 miles south of Charlotte, North Carolina. The dead have been identified as Henry Lee Colvin of Rock Hill, South Carolina, and Aaron Harris of Kershaw, South Carolina. Authorities said four other people with injuries were airlifted to medical facilities for treatment after the shooting.
Correspondent Patrick Foss. Portugal's ruling Socialist Party is hoping an economic recovery during 4 years of governing will persuade voters in an upcoming election to return the party to power. The official two-week campaign period opened today for the October 6th election, in which voters will choose members of the country's parliament. The party with the most lawmakers in the 230-seat legislature typically is asked to form a government. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has surged in Iowa, narrowly overtaking Joe Biden and distancing herself from fellow liberal Bernie Sanders.
So says the latest Des Moines Register CNN Mediacom Iowa poll. The Massachusetts senator now holds a 2 percentage point lead with 22% of likely Democratic caucus goers. They say Senator Warren is their first choice for president. This marks the first time she has led in the Register's poll. Former Vice President Biden is second. Vermont Senator Sanders has fallen to third place. Andrew Stewart reporting.
No other Democratic candidate is in double digits. Today is Sunday, September the 22nd, and a birthday for a number of famous people, including Tommy Lasorda. The iconic Baseball Hall of Fame manager is 92 years old today. Former NBA Commissioner David Stern, 77. Sherry Belafonte is 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. This is the second hour. I'm here by myself today. So I'll do the best I can and keep the ball rolling. But, yeah, I kind of miss my my buddies. You know, it's nice to have somebody to bounce stuff off of. At the same time, it's kind of nice to monopolize the conversation. Oh, boy. Well, with that said, where were we? Let me think here. I've got a couple of things I want to go over. One is I want to get everybody some information on the Take Back, Take California Back org, .org. That's Take, T-A-K-E-C-A Back, B-A-C-K, .org. And that is the Take California Back recall of Gavin Newsom. I'll post it in the chat room right now. Because that's one of the things that we need to start getting involved in. This is an easy way to get in there. You can go to that website. I posted it on my, it's on my Facebook. I'll put it on my Twitter feed. It's also on the chat room as well. And, you know, those are the things that we as individuals can do something about. You know, sign the petition, go to the meeting tomorrow night at the Patriots start getting involved in your, in the process. You know, this was a experiment in self-government is what our founders, said. Let's not let the experiment fail. We need to start getting involved, with this. Now, you know, I want to do a segment on the media, but I want to, you know, play a little bit, of something, but I'm going to wait just a minute and, I'll get back to that because I've got to get the feed set up. But, so with that said, I want to talk about a couple other things before we get there. One is the 9/11 Commission, whistleblower stuff. Now evidently there's been a major university study that, fire did not bring down Tower 7. Now the reason I want to go over this is because we talked a little bit earlier about how the government creates the problems and then says they're the ones to solve the problems. Now, does anybody think that it could possibly have been a different event on 9/11 than what we've been told by the mainstream media? I mean, does anybody believe that the mainstream media gave us the full story? Well, this new study by this university in Alaska, you know, has come to the conclusion that the Building 7 at the World Trade Center suddenly collapsed, not from a fire, wasn't struck by a plane. I mean, Google it and look at it. Why did that building collapse? Now, that's been my contention for quite a while. You know, I mean, this thing happened, what, 18 years ago or something. And still no one has explained to me how that building could collapse from a fire, and how did the fire even start? Why did the other two buildings were quite a ways away, and they collapsed? So this study has basically proved that, and I'll post one thing here. I'll have to get the article set up here, but what's the date on this one? 9/6. Okay, so. This one, let me post this on the chat room, and they have basically proven that it wasn't caused by a plane, and it wasn't caused by a fire, and there's a cover up going on here. Now, with that said, I'm gonna go over here to another website, and this the title headline is 9/11 whistleblowers. 6 out of 10 of the 9/11 commissioners admit a cover-up. 6 out of 10 admit there was a cover-up. Wow. I mean, George Bush dragged his feet 441 days before he finally established the 9/11 commission. 441 days. You know, over a year. You know, I mean, why would you do that? He originally appointed Henry Kissinger. Wow, no issue there. until he was challenged by the families of the 9/11 victims to provide the client list to his political consulting business. The commission's final report is still held up at the final word on the events of 2000. I mean, it's still being held up. But there is a problem. Six out of the 11 commissioners have admitted that the commission was misled, stymied, hampered by conflicts of interest, and ultimately forced to participate in a politically motivated cover-up. Now, if that does not stun you, you need to drink another cup of coffee and make it a strong one, because we've been lied to for a long time, and now the truth is starting to come out. So, could that be when everything started? Isn't that when all of the Patriot Act started and all of this control and, you know, the democratic takeover of everything, you know, under the sun, healthcare, you know, we had, you know, Obama in office for 8 years. Wow. I mean, this is the start of the whole thing. Now, if there's a cover up, what is it? Again, everybody's a tinfoil hat guy, right? No matter what you talked about, whether it's the birth certificate, whether it's 9/11, you know, whether there's a conspiracy in the media to cover things up. Gee, there's no media cover up going on anything these days, is there? Was there a cover up going on in those days? Would they have the ability to cover things up? Would they side with whatever position the government takes to cover up the information? We haven't seen anything like that in the last 18 years, have we? We really believe our media right now, right? You believe CNN, you believe MSNBC, you believe all these guys, right? Because they would never lie to us, would they? They always tell us the truth. They always tell us, you know, they always give us all the information we need in order to make an informed decision on any issue, right? I mean, yeah, talk about a pregnant pause. And you think about that for a second. You know, we think about some of the stuff that we've seen lately after, you know, going after President Trump and the stuff that we've seen lately as far as, you know, look what they did for 2 years and created a commission, a witch hunt on President Trump, which out of information that they made up, paid for by the other political campaign against him. And they're still carrying the water. They're still carrying the narrative. They're still telling us, or trying to tell us, or trying to convince us that Trump's a crook. With no evidence. I mean, at what point in time do you go, hey, these guys have an agenda? Did they have an agenda just in the last few years since the election? Is that agenda, you know, just been in the last 3 years? Or has that agenda been going on for a long time? At what point in time did the agenda start? Did it start after 9/11? Did it start before 9/11? You have to ask yourself these questions and see what kind of answers you actually come back with in a truthful way to yourself. Because this is part of the problem, is that did the government or the powers that be or the tyrannical evil guys in high places decide at some point that taking over the media was a good idea if they wanted to take over the country? That could never happen here, could it? I think we need to go to a little bit of a break here. And then we'll come back and I'll play a couple of clips.
KCNR heard at 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
Bye. Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Sovereign Mind Radio, little cars there in honor of Rick Ocasek, who died last week. They're dropping like flies. I do believe we have a caller on the line. Are you there, Lori? You're on the air.
I am here for you, Mark. I'm so glad you're covering all of this. You do fine. Don't you be stressing here. You know what? This is amazing. The whole thing with the 9/11. Latest with the architects and engineers wanting and demanding a new coverage. They don't believe the narrative of NIST way back when.
Right.
And the whole thing is none of this was covered in the mainstream media. They
isn't
don't want to have us go, what?
Yeah, isn't that
what
interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, this is the biggest news, in the country, or should be right now. And
it's
like
this is how our world went sideways. The Patriot Act, all the stuff with the airlines, the box cutting, all the crazy rigmarole that was just, again, like you said, it's been create a problem, create a scenario, make a drama, and then look, we've got the solution and the answer, and that's to, like, put you in a corner.
Yeah,
actually.
Oh, we got to redistribute the wealth. We got to change everything, your health care. We'll take all your guns away, property rights. We need to raise your taxes, have a bullet train to nowhere, and everything will be fine. It'll be great.
Well, here you go, folks, because if you cannot understand what happened in Building 7, the size of a football field, collapsing in 7 seconds, as you well said, hit by nothing, a little bit of a whatever.
Fire in the lobby.
How can a
building that's designed to withstand a plane impact fall in like a demolition, huh? It looks just like a demolition job.
It does, doesn't it?
I know,
you've got
it's
the
really
architects
crazy.
And engineers who won't let it go. And you've got this University of Alaska, Dr. Leroy Halsley. He was all part of the 9/11 stuff in New York. Obviously, they celebrated or memorialized, or whatever the proper term is for the 18th year of this disaster. And if I can tell the class out there, if you already understand Building 7, move on to the flight in Pennsylvania, where that thing was just laid out with a bunch of dumb parts and some smoke bombs. That thing was not landed. It was shot down. Listen to Rebecca Roth, third book, Flight Attendant for Ages, and
see another
the Hageman report.
Another way that these guys do this is they discredit any reports. So what they'll do is they'll shotgun. They'll take, you know, the Building 7, and they'll eliminate the fact that they even talk about it, and then they'll shotgun, and I'm not saying that's what they're doing in this particular case with you. What I'm saying is they'll shotgun a bunch of crap all over the place that doesn't that is conspiratorial garbage to discredit any valid conspiratorial truth.
I mean, this day was so huge. It was so orchestrated for years and years and years and years of planning. You all have covered this whole thing with that what did they do that day before with the trillions of dollars missing? Rumsfeld?
Yeah, Rumsfeld. You can Google it. He made a speech. There's like $2 trillion missing the day before 9/11.
Yeah.
Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah, yip, yeah, yo.
Never talked about again.
And the other ones, go look at the Pentagon. You don't want to address the flight, that this Rebecca Roth methodical illusion. If you don't want to look at that whole mess.
Well, what I want to do is let's start with A. Let's start with Building 7. Explain Building 7, then we'll get to the rest. The thing is that let's stay on point with Building 7. Explain Building 7. If you can't explain Building 7, then nothing else matters.
Hey, Mark, does everyone that's been following this realize that back in the BBC Europe, time zone difference, they were already announcing Building 7 collapse, and it was right behind this lady female announcer. It was still intact. So their timing, scripts, all the stuff. There were so many
quote-unquote
mess-ups, but to our advantage for connecting the dots. So I really appreciate you addressing this. There is so much more to this day that was so defined.
I'm going to play a little short clip here from Trump this last week. Okay?
And what are they doing with the the oil Saudi stuff? Who's blowing that up?
Come on. There's a bunch of stuff going on that we're not getting reported on. But here, let me play this little clip from Trump here, and he's talking about the story that was published in the New York Times about the whistleblower. So listen to this. I'm not going to play much, but listen to what Trump has to say about the media.
No, I haven't. I just tell you, it is. Everybody's read it. They laugh at it, and it's another. It's another media disaster. The media has lost so much credibility in this country. Our media has become the laughingstock of the world. When you look at what they did to Justice Kavanaugh and so many other things last week, I think this is one of the worst weeks in the history of the fake news media. You have been wrong on so many things, and this one will be, I wouldn't say it will top the list, because I think you can't do worse than some of the stories you missed over the last week or two. But the media of our country is laughed at all over the world now. You're a joke. Okay, what else?
Now, that is the President of the United States talking about our media this last week. Now, he said they're wrong about so many things. I think it's more than just being wrong. I think that they are intentionally twisting the truth for their agenda. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, I listened to a guy from Finland this last week, and this is a different perspective. This is a global perspective. You know, I want to talk about this globalist perspective a little bit from the point of California. We're here up in Northern California trying to start a new state, but this is a worldwide thing. You know, this guy in Finland said the biggest thing that Trump has done so far is talk about the fake media, because the fake media is a worldwide media. This is a global media. CNN's worldwide. MSNBC's worldwide. These guys have been lying to everyone in the world.
Well, and here's what, Mark. The censorship is going still further with the climate deniers, the censorship of social media. If you aren't on board that, yes, it's carbon and it's this and that and it's our fault 100%, never addressing geoengineering or climate engineering, never addressing all the things they're doing behind the scenes. They want us to completely buy in on this whole climate strike, climate march. I was there with the kids on Friday afternoon at City Hall, and they are completely like, no oil, no, 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 no. And they have no clue that they don't even survive with their cell phones and all the things that they consume and participate in.
They're just being completely manipulated by the climate.
Huge propaganda.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts for wanting to, you know.
Well, who doesn't want to maintain a healthy climate? Who doesn't want to maintain a healthy environment on the earth? I mean, you're a nut job if you don't want healthy. But how do we solve the problem? By giving all of our money through carbon credits to a centralized government who puts us into servitude. In the meantime, it doesn't solve any of the problem because China, Africa, and India pollute more than we do by a long shot, and they're not going to do anything about it. So let's give all of our money to a centralized government so they can take over completely on our property, our lives, our fortunes, our honor, and that will cause the climate to fix worldwide, right?
Well, thank you. Yes, if you're a denier, they're going to take you off the platform, demonetize you, and make life very difficult, and away you go because you're not buying into the crazy, lying narrative. So thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Not a problem, Maury.
Awesome.
Hey.
You're awesome. All right, bye.
Thank you. All right, very good. So with that, you know, we got a couple minutes for the break, but I mean, it's like, that's the deal. I mean, after reading that little thing about the eight characteristics of rise and fall of a civilization in the history of the world, does this sound like that they're trying to drum up a huge problem that they can solve only, that's not really solving the problem, but is a takeover of our freedoms? See, if they had some real answers and some real solutions other than send all your money to Washington and give everything up so that, you know, you can't drive, you know, they're talking about you can't even eat meat. Meanwhile, they're having a barbecue. You know, they're saying you got to give up all your gas. Meanwhile, they're jetting around all over the world in a jet, you know, burning up fuel like nobody's business. Because, see, there's two sets of rules. There's the set of rules for us, the chattel, the unwashed masses, the serfs, the peons. You know why they call them peons back in Mexico, right? Because the aristocracy would pee on them. That's what they think of us. But they're not going to give up all their stuff. They're not going to give up all their guns. They're still going to have armed bodyguards. They're still going to have jets. They're still going to have cars. It'll just be us that need to clean up the earth and give them all your money so everybody be happy. Yeah. If you believe that, you are so naive and ridiculously brainwashed. See, that's why they do this at school with the younger kids, because the younger kids are so easily manipulated. You just go, yeah, we got to save the world. Everything's got to save the climate. We got to do all this stuff. Don't worry. Just tell your parents to give us all their money. Yeah, and if they don't give us all our money and control, the world's gonna explode in 10 years, and it'll be your fault because you didn't tell your parents. Really? Yeah. Okay, so listen, we're going to go to a break, and then we have another caller. Hang on the line. We'll be right back.
And I get real high and I scream from the top of my Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual Black and White Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contest, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
The Beaumont Boys, live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Just a couple of boys from Beaumont, Texas, who turned out to be country music icons. Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, back-to-back Friday, September 27th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have a caller on the line. You're on the air, Maria.
Yes, I was going to tell you that what Linda was saying about the Pentagon, but I was on a plane coming back from the Fireman's Memorial in Washington, D.C., and sitting next to me, there was a black man, and we started talking, and I asked him, what he did and for his work and whatever. And he started talking and he said that he worked at the Pentagon. So then I, oh, tell me more. So he perked, you know, and so my ears perked up and so he started telling me he was an electrician. And I said, and well, what do you know about 9/11? And then in a very loud voice he said, well, I was there, I was working there, I cleaned up and very loudly, where people could hear it, he said, I'm telling you that there was no plane there.
Wow.
So that was somebody sitting next to me that worked at the Pentagon. So I have to believe it.
Wow. I mean, you know, there's so many things that don't add up, that don't make sense, you know, that to believe that the narrative that we got from the mainstream media was the truth, you have to be have the mindset of a child.
Well, a lot of people are. I don't believe anything. Just I decided nothing. I believe nothing.
Well, you have to vet everything. You have to do your own investigation. You have to try to find the truth. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, Jesus said the truth will set you free. I think he was a very prophetic kind of guy when he said it, because you have to be able to figure out what the truth is and apply it in your life if you want to have any chance at fruitful life, happiness, and live a life where you're prosperous and happy, as opposed to believing every lie that comes down the pipe. You're going to end up with a lot of problems.
Well, a lot of people don't even want to hear anything. They don't even, oh really, oh how nice, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear anything. So I'm blue in the face trying to talk, but doesn't work.
Maybe suffering is the deal. I mean, sometimes you got to let your kids, for example, suffer because they don't understand why you're telling them not to do something till they do suffer. You just try to keep it to a minimum so that they don't hurt themselves with irreparable damages.
But I thought this was interesting because the man probably had it in his chest and he wanted to get it out.
Yeah.
And he just said it in the plane so loud. When he was talking normal to me, when he said that, he actually, his chest got out and he said, I was working there and there was no plane there.
Well,
it was a missile. And anybody that's normal can see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have enough evidence in front of me to say yay or nay, but would anybody be completely shocked if that was the truth?
Well, not us, we wouldn't be. The other people would go, oh, well, okay, it already happened. That's it. Next.
Well, I think that's the narrative that the mainstream would like everybody to believe is that. But I think that that's becoming more and more. I think the problem with our youth is they're so disillusioned on what really is the truth that they don't care anymore. They don't even look for it. They're not even trying to find the truth because they think everything is a lie.
Well, my family doesn't care at all. We go on vacation. Just don't bother us with anything.
Right. Then you get full of the apathy towards anything that is virtuous, and all you care about is yourself, and that's where society ends up starting to crumble.
That's what they say. They said you should only worry about yourself. That's what they told me.
Yep.
Yes. Hey, anyway.
Thanks for the call, Maria. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, I got a clip here about the recall on Governor Newsom, and this is OAN. Because I'm pretty sure you didn't hear it on the mainstream, but I don't know, maybe you did. But I want to play this real quick. It's about 3 minutes.
Political left-wing policies of Governor Gavin Newsom. Many residents say they've had enough. One America's Kristen Sharp explains why Californians are taking steps to have Newsom recalled from office.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's disastrous policies are leaving many Californians with a serious case of buyer's remorse. The Golden State's latest governor is quickly making a name for himself as an enemy of businesses and residents, and an ally of illegal aliens and criminals. Once he became governor, Gavin rejected massive pushback from voters and doubled down on his leftist immigration policies, declaring that California was officially a sanctuary state. But the governor took his sanctuary policy a step further, and when President Trump sent troops down to protect California's border, Gavin pulled them away and put them on other duties. Beginning this summer, Gavin generously expanded California's health care program to cover 100,000 illegal aliens at a cost of over $100 million to taxpayers. And over 70% of these aliens will end up on welfare. Currently, Californians spend more than $30 billion a year just supporting illegal aliens. But while Gavin is spending billions on illegals, one-third of all the people on welfare in the entire United States are in California. And one out of four people in the state is below the poverty line. And in another blow that hits struggling residents hardest, a new tax on gas and vehicle registration puts California's gas a full dollar higher than the national average, taking $5.4 billion out of hardworking families' pocketbooks every year. But Gavin already has a proven track record of ignoring the will of the voters. While California's residents voted to not only support the death penalty, but speed it up, Gavin dismissed their vote with an executive order and instead granted a reprieve to 700 137 gang members, mass murderers, rapists, and other violent criminals. As a result, a growing number of Californians are pushing to have the governor recalled. Aaron Cruz, CEO of RAN Action Fund and the lead proponent for recalling Gavin Newsom, has launched a petition to recall the governor, which has officially been approved by the California Secretary of State. For residents interested in signing the petition, Cruz urges them to visit the website www.recallgavinnow.com. Once there, any registered voter can print out a copy of the petition on an 8.5 by 14-inch legal paper, fill out all sections on the form, mail it to the address on your screen, or leave it at an approved drop-off location. Cruz says that while the window to recall the governor is now open, Californians will have to act fast. The deadline to collect at least 1.5 million signatures is February 15th of next year. After the deadline, the signatures will be certified, an election will be held, and if a new candidate is elected, Newsom will be forced to resign. With less than a year under his belt as California's newest governor, Gavin Newsom is creating a legacy of putting his own agenda ahead of the state and federal laws, as well as California's voters. That's why Californians are finally sending him a message loud and clear. It's time to get out. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
Well, there you have it. I have a friend of mine, and if he's listening, Calvin, you know who you are, who keeps saying recall, recall, recall is the answer, and maybe that is part of the answer, start to recall on these guys and get these guys out of office, because this guy is absolutely a narcissistic, off-the-chart, you know, tyrannical, you know, bonehead. I mean, on the petition it says, and this is all about, you know, warning that the political extremists supporting President Trump's hateful tactics on California, you know, less than a year ago, by historic margin, California voters elected Newsom governor. And they got a balanced budget now, and he's done all this good stuff, and, you know, solved the wildfire problems, and, you know, protected health care. And are you kidding me? This guy is so narcissistic, it's not even funny. But I want everybody to get out there and get involved in that. And I've posted on the website, and I posted in the chat room how to get a hold of TakeCaliforniaBack.org and get involved. And then also at the meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonifue, at the Patriot meeting, they will have petitions down there. You can also go over to Bastiani Arms and Jones's Fort and get those petitions, get them signed, get them in, and turn back in, because it's ridiculous. You know, these guys and their hubris. Okay, we got another anon posting. How much will the inappropriate blackface of Canadian? Just, you know, this guy, I can't believe it. I'm not going to go into that today just because it's so ridiculously stupid. And these guys are, oh, white privilege. I'm sorry. I had, you know, it's like, shut up. Anyway, I don't mean you shut up, anon. I'm talking about Trudeau. He needs to just shut up. These guys are so ridiculous. It's unbelievable. But what I do want to do is I want to play a clip from Candace Owens on a confrontation about white supremacy, speaking of white supremacy. She fires back at these guys because these guys are out of control. But before we play the clip, we need to go to a break. See you on the other side.
KCNR heard at 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, a little bit of Who there. Yeah, I want to thank Sue at the boards today. She's done a great job in there on the production of this event, this broadcast. And with that said, I want to go to this Candace Owens clip. And this gets pretty fiery. It's pretty good stuff. And this is what we're talking about. People are starting to fight back, and that's what needs to happen, and not just sit there and take it. But this is a hearing on C-SPAN, and this is a hearing, a congressional hearing, in which Candace Owens is testifying against, you know, and confronting white supremacy. So here we go.
To your use of the word hilarious, to me this feels a lot like your reaction to being named in one of these manifestos. Now, you're, of course, not responsible for the words of somebody writing that document, but I do think that laughing at it is a real problem, because these are real families that are impacted by this violence. And I think our efforts towards talking about this have to start from a place of mutual respect, which is what I've heard from this side of the table. Now, the reason we don't have those numbers, I want those numbers as much as you do, but the numbers, to say the numbers don't show something is simply not supported by the data.
Okay, and I have 38 seconds left, Ms. Mulligan, if you want to respond within that time.
The only thing I would add is that it's in the name. Terrorism, domestic terrorism, it terrorizes us. It terrorizes us in our homes. It terrorizes us in our schools. And to the points made by the other panelists, it is disproportionate to its impact on any individual life. And it's not.
You reject the idea it's something that doesn't matter or doesn't really matter.
Absolutely reject.
Yeah, what she's talking about terrorism is us, conservatives, people who want to follow the Constitution and the rule of law, who don't believe that socialism is a good thing, who don't believe that white supremacy is high on the list of you know, things to worry about, because, you know, we don't care about skin color. We care about, you know, following the law and the Constitution. But here's Candace Owens's response.
Okay. All right, so here's where we are. Every member now has had 5 minutes and... Okay, and Mr. Clay, so we have two members who have not. So I'm going to go to the two members who have not yet.
And, then, you,
And we'll give an opportunity for a closing thought to any member who wants before we go.
Am I next to respond, or is Mr. Meadows?
I thought Mr. Meadows was
Mr.
next.
Mr. Meadows, okay.
Mr. Meadows is next, then Mr. Clay, then to you, Mr. Jordan.
Ms. Owens, obviously this is a gang up on you. You know, we're giving these witnesses the ability to do a rebuttal on you. And so, you know, I find it unfair, Ms. Ballou. I mean, you know, candidly, for you to show mutual respect and then you to go after Ms. Owens is not appropriate. So, Ms. Owens, you can have 4 minutes and 34 seconds to respond. However,
I'll yield. Thank you. I believe, Ms. Owens, when you used the word hilarious, it was referencing the fact that no one had asked you a question. It wasn't to the subject matter of the hearing. Is that right?
That is correct.
And to have another witness insinuate something that is not accurate is just not appropriate, Mr. Chairman, for how witnesses are supposed to behave in front of this committee. I also think you didn't say it doesn't matter about the subject matter of today's hearing. You said there are other subjects that matter as well, and maybe we should spend some time on those. Is that accurate?
That is correct, and they matter much, 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 much more. And I've said that. I said that in my opening, and I will say it again. You know that white supremacy and white nationalism ranks nowhere near the top of the issues that are facing Black America. And the reason that you are bringing them up in this room is because it is attempt to make the election all about race as a Democrat.
Not in my case, Ms. Owens. I'm sorry. Please do not characterize my motive.
Mr. Chairman, it's my time.
You've got your time, Mr. Meadows. Give you 3 more seconds.
Every 4 years you bring up race, and you knew exactly what I meant when I said hilarious, and you just tried to do live what the media does all the time to Republicans, to our president, and to conservatives, which you tried to manipulate what I said to fit your narrative, okay? I was not referring to the subject matter that is hilarious. I said it's hilarious that we are sitting in this room today, and I've got two doctors and a missus, and nobody can give us real numbers that we can respond to so we can assess how big of a threat this is. Because you know that it is not as big of a threat as you are trying to make it out to be so that you can manipulate. And the audacity of you to bring up the Christchurch shooting manifesto and make it seem as if I laughed at people that were slaughtered by a homicidal maniac is, in my opinion, absolutely despicable. And I think that we should be above that. To try to assign reality or any meaning to a homicidal maniac writing a manifesto, which, by the way, let the record show, also cited Spyro the Dragon, the child cartoon, as a source of inspiration. He also cited Nelson Mandela as a source of information. I don't think that Nelson Mandela has inspired mosque shootings. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address the things that I said today that are actually harming Black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high. Abortion ranks high. White supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce. And it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having 3 Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do I know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been Black in America my whole life, all 30 years, and I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle, and it needs to stop.
There you have it. I mean, calling them out on what they're doing. They're always twisting the narrative, always twisting it so it's divide and conquer. Everything has got to be about division. Everything there is a strategy, is a politics of division to keep the blacks, you know, the patriots, black patriots away from the white patriots, the poor against the rich, the gays against the straights. Take your pick. But the politics of division is a planned narrative strategy by the left so that we all hang separately instead of, you know, hanging together. So the idea is not to hang, but we better start getting together on these issues, and we better start coalescing with all of these different outfits that have decided that, well, I don't like you because your skin color, or I don't like you because, you know, you believe in the Constitution. The real deal is, if you believe in freedom, then you need to start talking to the people about the things that you can, come together on, because the real problem is big government. And the more that people get dependent on government, that's exactly what they want. That's why they want to separate the blacks from their fathers, the children from their fathers, and they want them on welfare, and they want them dependent on the government, you know. And that's what Candace Owens was saying was the biggest issue in her mind was no fathers in the home. You know, because who's going to guide those young children, those young impressionable minds, to have virtuous thoughts? You know, who's going to help them, you know, understand the world? Are you going to send them to the government school, or are you going to send them out into the street? So those are the things that need to be thinking about. I do want to hit a little bit on the economy. We're starting to see they're starting to do quantitative easing again. They're starting to print the money. They're buying the bonds up. We've got an inverted yield curve. You're starting to see the metals go up. You know, they've been kind of bobbing around, but they're staying above 18, and they're staying above 1,500, which is, you know, quite a bit better than a couple years ago at 12. And I think we're just at the beginning of this. And all I'm saying is that, you know, bet against the dollar right now, because they're going to just start flooding the money in with this bond buying. And so, you know, you're going to start seeing your dollars become worth less and less. So you want to get in value assets as much as possible. And I wouldn't leave a ton of money in the bank if you were asking me, because the credit freeze up is what's looking like is going to happen. So we got a couple, 3 minutes here. Is there anything else that I need to cover? You know, there's a, I don't know. We've got so many things. Lindsey Graham calls on DOJ to probe potential criminal activity by the Biden family in the Ukraine. Don't trust Lindsey Graham as far as I can throw him. That's Trump's response. His son knows nothing. He's a stiff. And they got a, that's on the Joe Biden and son pay for play with China. Yeah, we got Ed Buck, one of Hillary's friends and donors. He's freaking out because the judge set his bail at $4 million. Deep state. Oh man, I'll tell you, the world has officially gone crazy in my opinion, and it's looking to get crazier and crazier. This is what happens when the rule of law breaks down and there's two sets of rules. We need to start seeing some prosecutions. If it doesn't happen, the end result is revolt or civil war, whatever you want to call it. The end result is, that, you know, you have a breakdown in the system. And you know, I don't know, you know, what it looks like when this whole thing starts to tumble, but maybe it has to tumble. Maybe that's what Trump is looking for. And you know, maybe we're looking to the next election just to get to the next election and get Trump reelected, because the real deal is, how can he not get elected? It's Crazyville on the other side. It's these guys are nuts. I mean, to pick one candidate on the left side of the equation that you would vote for. If you can say I'll vote for them, I think you're nuts, because the real deal is these guys are all nuts. Yeah, well, we could, yeah, so we got Aaron in there cheering for Pocahontas, and, you know, I mean, why not? I mean, so with that said, another week has gone by, and I want to thank Sue again for operating on the boards in there. Those who know the truth are ignorant, but those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth say nothing are evil. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire. Is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 and 96.5 FM, and we'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.